In this episode, you'll discover how interview-based podcasts are slowing down your growth.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Moneri.
And in this episode, we're pulling back the layers on what a bad haircut can teach you about podcast growth and why your audience might be quietly walking away without ever telling you why.
The painful reason why your best guest episode doesn't guarantee your next one will even get finished and what to do about it.
And finally, one of the secrets as to why some podcasts grow like wildfire and others can struggle along for years. Welcome back to another Wednesday episode, where we share with you one memorable principle around podcast growth and monetization that will help you reach your podcasting goals as fast as possible.
So look, Ty, let's just say, for example, you were a chronic haircut addict, right? You love getting haircuts. And you move to a new city, you discover a new barber, and you decide, you know what, on Monday morning, I'm going to go get my haircut. You meet a guy called Fernando, and he gives you the best haircut of your life. So good, you walk out and everyone's giving you compliments. They're like, wow, oh my God, this is amazing. You look so fresh. And now, because again, you're a complete addict, you go once again the following Monday to get the exact same haircut to have the exact same feeling of, I look bloody sick. But this time around, you get a different barber who does an okay job. Now look, you're not happy. You think it's a pretty bad job. However, you're not going to complain because, well, you've had a lovely chat with this guy for the last 60 minutes, and although you're addicted to getting haircuts, you don't want to come off as, well, you know, a dick.
Yeah. 60 minutes? Is that long? How long it takes you? I'm in and out of there in a flat 30, and that's pushing it.
Well, some of us have afros, and others have kind of semi-afros. For those listening, Ty semi has an afro.
But I mean, afro. I think that's quite misleading. I am white. But yeah, let's keep it moving.
Anyways. But look, so at this point, you're a bit annoyed. So the following week, you decide, you know what? I'm going to make good on this bad haircut. So once again, you show up. And to your surprise, you look the fun. Your barber, and again, is a different guy. You sit down. He gives you a haircut. Now, the haircut wasn't bad. It wasn't bad by any means. But it just wasn't the exact style you wanted. So you decide to stand up, stroll over to the boss, and ask him a question. Dude, where the hell is Fernando? I've been getting incredible haircuts. Where's he gone? And the boss looks at you, slants his face, and says, you know what? Fernando was a guest barber that just came in for one day. He's actually completely out of town and actually not in this country anymore. So he won't be coming back. So you walk out pissed off and decide to go and search for a new barber. And eventually you did. You stumble across a barber called Fernando Jr. Turns out Fernando Jr., his entire philosophy with haircuts is high quality haircuts consistently, every single time. So you give him a go. He gives you an incredible haircut. And once again, you have a smile on your face. The next Monday, you show up. He gives you another haircut. And once again, the quality remains the exact same. You're blown away. So every single haircut for the rest of your life, because again, you are a complete haircut addict, you go back to Fernando Jr. to get your haircut. But why? Well, it's pretty simple, right? Because the quality of service you were getting was consistent. You loved the tone of your conversation and you liked Fernando Jr.'s style. The value and the quality that you got from Fernando Jr. was the same every time. You weren't left guessing. Now, Ty, here's a question for you. And if you're listening, you're probably thinking, guys, you guys gone nuts. What the hell does this have to do with anything podcast related and the title of the show? Bear with us. Ty, what don't our audience have control over, or we have control over, when the podcast host has an interview-based podcast?
What do we have control over? Because I wouldn't say as much. Well, we don't really fully know exactly what we're going to talk about, or, you know, we have an idea, but we don't have full control over the end topic of the conversation, the end overall focus of the conversation. Mm. We don't have control over the quality of it, mostly. Even if we're really rigid and come with like a whole preset of questions and we do control the topic, we don't control the quality of it, right? Because it's a two-way street. And if anything, the more the focus is on the guest. And I could go on, but I think it really falls under that, right? Now, obviously, there are things we can put in place, but at best, it's not going to be a 100% hit rate, which means it's hard to get people to buy in, like you say. Whereas with solo episodes, on the other hand, you have complete control over these things, right? And if you've been listening to our podcast recently, then you'll probably already know how we feel about this. Guests have their place for sure. I think it can really extend the perspectives on your show. They can be a great networking opportunity and lots of other things. We're not anti-guests, by the way. But when we're talking about the quality of your podcast, what you can control, the topic, the direction, solo episodes are undefeated. It makes it way easier for people to fall in love with you as the host and get familiar with your style. So listeners consume more of the podcast, binge more of your content, grows your show faster, and gets people to want to know more about you and to work with you.
And again, I really want to stress that we're not just avid, you know, interview-based podcast haters. They have a time, they have a place, and they have their set of values that they provide. However, we've seen a consistent trend when it comes to entrepreneurs, podcast coaches, experts who have shows and are trying to grow, that oftentimes, again, the quality of the interview-based shows that they host is inconsistent, which means that think about how brutal new listeners are when they listen to a show. If the quality isn't, again, super high, they're not going to give you a second chance. And if I have a ton of people who discover your podcast and it's not the highest quality because that wasn't the control of a guest or the message wasn't as crisp or as close as it could be, and don't get me wrong, sometimes it can be, right? But they're not going to give you the chance to explore the majority of the content. They're just going to say, okay, one episode's consistent, the next one isn't. The next one, the guy's tonality is a bit weird, it's a bit strange. The next one is really, really strong. But by that point, they've had like, what, one good episode out of four. So they dip, they leave, they go to another podcast that delivers them a high quality podcast episode every single week without failure. So have a think about yourself and your journey of, hey, you've probably had those feelings where you've probably published an episode with a guest because you felt a bit awkward to like say, hey, by the way, this is a shit episode. Like, I didn't feel great putting this out, but it's just awkward because you've just spent 60 minutes with them, spent all this time building that relationship, and turns out the episode wasn't that engaging for you, but you now have to publish it to your audience. So it makes you feel a bit conflicted. And if you've had that feeling again, that's a sign to start exploring more solo episodes to drive more growth and monetization for your podcast. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.